The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.
At 4 o'clock, the wonderful Gemma Hayes is going to be taking to the stage. So we dragged her over before she did her various different vocal warm-ups. Morning, Gemma. How are you?
Good morning.
Do you do vocal warm-ups or is that a myth? Do you have to lock yourself in a room and go me, 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 me a lot?
I mean, I do.
Do you?
I do. I think it's because I'm a mouth breather at night, you know. So when I wake up, I sound like I've smoked 40 cigarettes. So I have to warm up my vocal. I actually warmed up my vocal to talk to you today.
No.
So I did, driving here, I was like going, all this kind of stuff, just so I didn't sound like
the
Pat
human
Butcher.
Torch couldn't get a bank loan. So the preparation, sorry, the one thing in all of that that I shouldn't fixate on it, but I'm curious. How do you know you're a mouth breather when you're asleep? Because I got asked this at some stage. I can't remember what it was, but a doctor said to me, do you breathe through your mouth when you're asleep? Like, how could I know? I'm asleep.
Well, I mean, I have a husband who's lying beside me and
taking notes.
I think I might look hideous in my sleep. I'm not sure. I mean, I snore as well. There's loads of problems. I'm sorry. We shouldn't even start on this line.
Did you ask him these questions or one morning did you wake up and he said, look, we need to talk. You're A, a mouth breather, and B, you snore.
A bit of both, yeah. There was a picture as well. So there was proof. There was proof.
Tell us then about what it's like playing festival gigs versus indoor, solo is the wrong phrase, but your own gigs. Is it fun to be part of a big lineup? Does it take the pressure off? Is it more challenging because it's not exclusively your audience?
It's a bit of all of that, actually. I mean, there is I've always wanted to be part of the circus since I was a kid. So there's that element to it, you know. Just for a day, I'm part of a circus. There's a lot of unknowns with a festival, so you just kind of have to roll with it. You don't know whether, you know, it's going to rain, it's going to be sunny. But I love it. There's an excitement to a festival that is completely different to any other sort of gig, I think. And I've dragged my kids along to this one. I didn't have to drag them. They came willingly, which is always fun to have them around.
Well, that's one of the things that has surprised me about the vibe here. It is very family focused. There's a lot of kids and it's a very nice sort of warm, welcoming environment.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And you know, this is, and it's beautiful. I know people, this is radio, people can't see it, but the scenery, the setting is stunning. And it just to have your kids here in the midst of that as well is really important. Get them off their screens.
What do they make of you performing?
Okay, so we have an Alexa at home. So if my little girl goes, Alexa, play Beyonce, right? It'll play Beyonce. And then she'll go, Alexa, play Gemma Hayes. And, you know, Alexa will play Gemma Hayes. So she thought for a while I was on the same level as Beyonce. And I've had to slowly just, you know, bring her down from that expectation. But no, they're delighted. They love it. It's a buzz, I think, for them.
But do they take it for granted? Is that just mum's job? Or do they think, wow, up on stage and everybody focused on you?
No, I think they're just so used to me. I mean, they see the behind the curtain. So they're aware of, you know, Where's me lippy? Where's me lippy just before I go up on stage? Or, you know, sort of the behind the scenes chaos. So I think they, you know, they already know that it's work, it's great, it's fun, but it's, you know, it's just what I do.
Is it fun? Because, you know, that sort of that sense you get when you watch, there's some artists, Van Morrison is case in point, where you think, I bet you he'd love to be able to just record stuff and never have to go on stage because a lot of the time he just looks like he's not having a good time up there. Do you like the performing side of things or do you like the writing and recording?
Oh, God. These are... I mean, it's a different beast, you know. So I'm happiest in the studio because, you know, it's when you're creating a song for the first time, you know, when it's coming together. I mean, it's just such a buzz. I love performing and I love gigging, but I couldn't do too much of it because I get incredibly nervous before shows and I don't think I could live in that flight or fight situation every day, you know, and it just doesn't suit my life.
What drives the nerves?
I don't know. I just, you know, just the idea of putting yourself out there and singing your own songs is a bit brazen, I think, you know, in a great way to sort of step up. But there's always a little part of, I think, human beings that goes, oh, God, I'm a bit scared, you know.
Does it fall away as soon as the first chord hits?
About the maybe halfway through the second song. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it just disappears. And then I'm just in it. And, you know, because I, you know, as an artist, it is. It's just a vulnerable place to be because I think if I was doing covers, it would be different. But when you're singing your own songs, there's a slight vulnerability there. But, I mean, that's part of the thrill.
And the corollary of it, I assume, is that feeling in the 15 to 20 minutes after a good gig ends. That has to be unique.
Honestly, it is. There's nothing like it. I can't see. There's nothing else in life that brings that sort of. You just coast. You're just on a wave for hours afterwards. It just feels really good, and I think it just levels you out as a person when you do that. And because there's also a connection, you see, you make a connection with strangers. Through music, I'd go so far as to say there is something kind of magical about it, and otherworldly.
It must be amazing as well, though, to see people sing your lyrics and your songs back to you.
Yeah. No, it's just wonderful because I always, you know, my aim is to have one of my songs in the soundtrack of someone's life. You know, when they put on my song, it brings them to that time in their life. And that's kind of what music does to me. There's a nostalgic slant to why I love music so much, because it transports you to a time and place. And I just love the idea of a song of mine doing that for somebody. You know?
Funny, I remember reading a thing that said that the of the senses, apparently it is smell that most triggers a memory, that you get that and you're suddenly back where it was.
Yeah.
But similarly with art, music is the one thing where as soon as you hear the first bar of a particular song, it just snaps you back to wherever the significance of it was.
Oh, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Yeah.
So what then, when it comes to set list, do you decide, it's lucky, it's 4 o'clock, people will be in this kind of mood, I'm coming before this artist, therefore I'll do this? Or how do you make those choices?
I completely do that. I've got a rockin' band actually for this one. And, you know, there's no point in going to a festival like Lochy and, you know, just playing my quiet indoor songs. You know, there's a time and a place for that. I mean, I respect the people who just plough ahead and do that anyway. But I think there's a balance. So I've got my 5-piece band. We've got a pretty rocking set starting at 4 o'clock. So, yeah, it's a balance of kind of understanding who the audience will be and then just tailoring what you naturally do for that.
And you'll be doing the Taylor Swift 3.5 hours?
Yeah, that's it. A few costume changes. Sparkly microphone. I'm not there yet.
Have you got the bracelets and all the rest? I should say you have a new song out, which you were going to, we'll play out with some of that. A new song is Hardwired.
Yeah.
Available in all good bookshops now.
It is, yeah.
And if you want to see, if you are listening to us at the festival, don't forget Gemma is going to, have they told you which stage you're on yet? Do you know which one?
It's the one that starts with Queen. Is it Queen?
It could be. I'm not the one on it. You're the one on it.
It's a big tent.
If you're near a big tent with Green written on it at 4 o'clock, Gemma Hayes is going to be there.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.